And for starters, I want to wish my lovely wife a very happy birthday today. And she doesn't want me to tell you how old she is. Most women don't, do they? But she's old enough to know better, put it that way. But anyway, happy birthday, Rosette. And I hope you have a very good day today. Happy birthday, Rosette. Let me make sure it got on both channels. Today is my wife's birthday. And so if you all want to, you can go on Facebook and YouTube and wish my wife a happy birthday, and I'll make sure she sees your greetings. Well, this morning we're going to be talking about the subject that God's people are predestined to adoption. A lot of people want to show you how much knowledge they have about what's going on in the Central Intelligence Agency and what's going on in the NSA and what's going on in Catholics in Action. I mean, CIA. What's going on with the FBI? You know what FBI stands for, don't you? You know what FBI stands for? The Facebook Invincibles. Anyway. Mark is going to read some scripture for us this morning. And then Rosette and Mark, our choir members, are going to sing for you. So I'm going to turn the camera around. This is a mega church. We have a very large church. We have a church of three people. And it's a house church. And we're glad that we can say that we are not having to come under the rules of the Center for Disease. I think that's, just think about the name of that. They're Centers for Disease. I'm going to get in trouble now, I'm sure. All right, so here we go. I'm going to turn the camera around and see if we can get Mark. And we're worshiping up at Mark's place today. Oh. We're not down in the cabin because it's a little cold. So we're going to turn around. There you are. There they are. The bright and shiny faces. Mark, you're going to have to speak up real loud, okay?
Mark 10, 32 to 45. Coming crucifixion. They were in the way going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them. And they were amazed as they followed. They were afraid. And he took again the 12, beginning to tell them what things should happen to him. So behold, we go up to Jerusalem. The Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priest and unto the scribes, and he shall condemn him to death. Shall deliver him to the Gentiles, and they shall mock him and scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. The third day he shall rise again. Whosoever will be great, and James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, what that thou shouldest do for us, whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on my right hand, on the other on my left hand, my glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can you drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup. Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of. The baptism that I'm baptized, which I shall be baptized. And to sit on my right hand and my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it perish. But when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, you know that they which are account of the rule of the Gentiles, exercise lordship over them, and the great one has authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your master. Whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. Even the Son of Man came not to minister unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Live on you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Okay, the first song we're going to sing out of a little different, some songs out of the praise and worship hymnal today. And the first one we're going to sing is called I Am Thine, O Lord.
Yeah.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told my love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are lights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in hymns with thee. Draw me near, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me near, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Well, we're going to have Rosette sing a little louder because she's a long ways away, and I don't think it's going to pick up. Okay, number 7 is called Fill Me Now. Fill Me Now. We need the Holy Spirit in our lives.
Hover o'er me, Holy Spirit, bathe my trembling heart and brow. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh come and fill me now. Fill me now, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh come and fill me now. Thou canst fill me, gracious Spirit, though I cannot tell thee how. That I need thee, greatly need thee. Come, oh come and fill me now. I am weakness, full of weakness, at thy sacred feet I bow. Let divine eternal Spirit fill, oh fill and fill me now. Peace and comfort, bless and save me. Bathe my heart and brow. Thou art comforting and saving now. Thou art sweetly filling now. Fill me now, fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, O come and fill me now.
Well, we always like to sing the 23rd Psalm. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures green. He leadeth me the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk best may in fair paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in death's dark veil, yet will I fear no ill, for thou art with me in my rod and staff, he comfort still. A table thou hast furnished me in presence of my foes. With head thou dost the hill anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in thy house the righteousness my dwelling place shall be. Okay, we're going to sing. Let's look in this sheet from the praise. This is taken out of the there. It's back right next to Fill Me Now. It's on the other side. And it's called From Every Stormy Wind That Blows, on the back side of number 7. Find it? There's some stormy winds blowing right now, aren't there? From every stormy wind that blows, from every swelling tide of woes, there is a calm, a sure retreat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat. 'Tis found beneath the mercy seat. There is a place where Jesus sheds the oil of gladness on our heads. A place of all on earth the sweetest is the blood-bought mercy seat. Is the blood-bought mercy seat. There is a scene where spears linger, friends hold fellowship with friends, asunder far by faith and need, round one come.
mercy seat, around my common mercy seat. Oh, whither could we flee for aid? Tempted, desolate, dismayed. How the host of hell defeated. Suffering saints, no mercy see that. Suffering saints, no mercy see. There on eagle's wings we soar, and sin and guilt seem there no more. Heaven comes down our souls to greet, and glory crowns the mercy seat. Glory crowns the mercy seat. Oh, let my hand forget or still, my tongue be silent, cold and still. This bounding heart forget to beat. I forget the mercy seat. I forget the mercy seat.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing is, hopefully we know this song, it's called Oh Say But I'm Glad. It goes, Oh Say But I'm Glad, I'm Glad, Oh Say But I'm Glad, Jesus is coming, my cup's overrun, Oh Say But I'm Glad. And then the verse goes like this: Wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that's sad. Jesus has taken my burden away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. And then the final verse is, would you come to him with all your cares, weary and worn and sad? Jesus will take all your burdens away. Oh, he'll make you glad. Wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that's sad. Jesus has taken my burdens away. Oh, say but I'm glad. Oh, say but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say but I'm glad. Would you come to him with all of your cares, weary and worn and sad? Jesus will take all your burdens away. Oh, he'll make you glad. Oh, say that I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say that I'm glad. Jesus is come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say that I'm glad. Well, we're glad you could join us this morning for this time that we've set apart to look into God's Word. And we're glad to see that so far Facebook and YouTube are working. This morning we broadcast on both channels, and then after I put the program up on Facebook, they said they couldn't play it. So much for big tech, you know. But anyway, we're glad that you could be with us today, and we would like to encourage you that if you ever are unable to access our programs, to go to sermonaudio.com/housechurch. If you're ever unable to access our programs or our devotionals, go to sermonaudio.com/housechurch, and you will be able to get our broadcasts. This morning, we're going to talk about God's position, God's people's position in Him. There are many, many scriptures that talk about God's people and the fact that they've been recipients of God's mercy, and the fact that they have a special place in the heart of God. If we had not been recipients of God's mercy, we would be of all men most miserable, would we not? But we are in a very, very special place as God's people who've been forgiven of our sins, who have been given the faith of Christ to believe in His precious blood, who have been chosen from the foundation of the world, who have been called His friends. He has called us His brethren. And we also have been predestinated unto adoption. And I want to look in Romans 8:15. This may be some other areas that you have not looked at before as it relates to our position in Christ or our adoption in Him. I think the reason that I have such an affinity for this aspect of adoption is because I was very close to that when I was a social worker, and I would see children that would get adopted, and many times they would come up for adoption, and the supposed adoptive parents would end up deciding not to adopt. Jesus Christ never unadopts those whom He adopts. Romans 8:15, "For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Richard Bennett, before he passed away, was talking to me on the phone one day, and he shared with me that scripture really resonated with him, that he could actually cry out to his Heavenly Father, Abba, Father, knowing that he had been adopted into the family of God. Well, Romans 8:23, it says, "And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body." Even though we have been predestinated to adoption, we're waiting and groaning within ourselves to get our glorified bodies and be ushered into the presence of God. Well, we know that in Scripture there are two kinds of Israel. There's the physical Israel, those physical Israelites. We see in Romans 9 how it's very clear that there's the spiritual and there's the physical. We know that both Jacob and Esau were born of Rebekah in the same womb. They were twins. And we know that that they were separated, and Jacob was loved and Esau was hated. Well, Nekibo Silas says he wants to be a part of the family. Well, consider yourself to be a part of the family, brother. We're glad to have you with us. And Evangelist Indrius, we're glad to have you with us this morning as well. But, you know, there's something about being adopted into the family of God that is very, very special, because it has eternal ramifications. It's not just a temporary thing while on this earth. Romans 9:4 says, "Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promise?" If you've been adopted in the family of God, I tell people you have a package deal. In Ephesians, we're told we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Not one thing has been withheld from us. In Galatians 4:5, we read, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Our adoption is spoken of 5 times in the Bible. It's not just spoken of once there in Ephesians about being predestinated in adoption, but the adoption is spoken of 5 different times. But my favorite scripture about the adoption is in Ephesians 1:5. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. God's the one that selected us to be adopted. And he didn't adopt us on our merits. He adopted us on the merits of his blood and his choice and his decree. And that's a wonderful thing to contemplate and to think upon. Have you been adopted into the family of God? Have you been predestinated into adoption? Are you an heir of salvation? You know, another thing is we have been given an inheritance as a part of our adoption because we have been adopted in the family of God. We have been given an inheritance. A lot of people are so interested in what their inheritance is on this earth. They need to think about their inheritance, their eternal inheritance, their internal inheritance. Peter tells us that we have an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God. You know, I never will cease to forget that when people talk about inheritance, you know, I was not left an inheritance by my parents. Okay? And I believe that one of the reasons I was not left an inheritance by my parents is because of my mother. Because she was in total disagreement with me regarding my doctrine. Okay. All of their inheritance was left to the other siblings, even though I was the oldest. Now, I had an older brother who was killed in a car wreck, and so I became the oldest. But my brother and sister were recipients of it. And I don't expect anything, but I'm glad to tell you that I have an inheritance that far passes anything that I could have gained in an earthly inheritance from my mother or father, and that is I have an eternal inheritance. I am one of the elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit and obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. You know? And we're told in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I'm thankful for the inheritance that I have received from God himself, even though I don't have any earthly inheritance here. I am looking forward to my eternal inheritance, which far surpasses any earthly inheritance that I could ever expect from my earthly father and mother. You know, there is much to be said about that inheritance. You know, we have obtained this like precious faith. In 2 Peter chapter 1, Simon Peter says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith. Faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Well, one of the promises that he has given us is that we have been adopted into the family of God, and that we have been recipients of this divine inheritance. You know, and so this morning, that's what's on my mind, is that we've been adopted into his family. We have received a divine inheritance, an eternal inheritance, and that we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We're going to sing a final selection here. On the very back of this is a song called God Leaves Us Alone. God Leaves Us Alone. I'll turn the camera around and you can say happy birthday to Rosette as we conclude this time together this morning. In shady green pastures so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along. Where the waters cool flow base the weary one's feet, God leads his dear children along. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the light. Some through great sorrow, but God gives the sun in the night season and all the day long. Sometimes on the mount where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children along. Sometimes in the valley in darkest of night, God leads his dear children along. Though sorrows befall us and Satan oppose, God leads his dear children along. Through grace we can conquer, defeat our foes, God leads his dear children along. Away from the mire and away from the plague, God leads his dear children along. Away up in glory, eternity's day, God leads his dear children along. Some through the waters, some through the floods, some through the fire, but all through the lights. Some through great sorrow, God gives a song in the night season and all the day long. Well, may the good Lord be with you today. In a special way is our prayer. God bless.